For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. That's a sound most people associate with a prison, but this sound recently came from Lee Correctional Institution in Bishopville.
There's got to be more than simply survive.
The music was written by inmates in the prison's Better Living Incentive Community program in cooperation with Dakota, a New York-based chamber music group. Dakota has worked with the inmates at Lee for 4 years, as well as at New York's infamous Sing Sing prison, schools, and hospitals. The group works for a week with the Lee prisoners to write songs leading up to a weekend performance. Co-founder Claire Bryant said Dakota's work in the New York prison led them to Lee.
We just were so amazed by our experiences there at Sing Sing that we wanted to continue the work, so we started our program here at Lee, and we just got really lucky because there was already a really fantastic music program, and our time here is really meant to empower what is already happening here and to be able to support that and to take them to the next level year after year.
Bryant wanted to work with a South Carolina prison because she's a native of Camden. She said the musicians at Lee have made remarkable progress in 4 years.
The first year, it was very much starting from scratch, all of us together writing songs in small groups. Now they've grown so much, both individually and as a collective group, that, you know, we came in and they had 25 songs. So now we actually are editing.
A principal songwriter is Terry, who plays keyboards, violin, and guitar. He composes alone and with others. He said collaborating on songs affects more than just the song.
If you think about it, the next man's idea of life is different from yours, and he can throw his perspectives in a song that you would have never thought of. So if you look at it from that way, it's not just writing music, you're actually growing with someone and learning someone.
Bryant said in the 4 years Dakota has worked at Lee, she has seen an incredible level of collaboration among the inmates.
They're working together, they're problem solving with each other. They're learning how to merge their ideas, like, oh, I like that, but, you know, I want to put this in there, or can we put these two songs together? Can your verse work with my chorus? You know, these are all life skills.
King, also a songwriter, said the Dakota program gives him a way to speak to people outside the prison walls.
Being back here, you're more or less dead to society. So just to know that someone on the outside can hear your voice and you can communicate with someone on the outside and they can vibe with you, it's a dream come true.
The annual visit of the New York musicians is an important event that the Lee inmates look forward to all year, said Terry.
This is something that we will always carry with us. It's changed my life, I know for sure, and I can attest to everybody else in here. If you was to ask each individual one, you will not get a no as to whether or not it's been a good impact on their life.
Bryant said the prisoners she works with are great musicians, and she loves working with them to the point that even though
we get to travel all over the world, we get to play in wonderful, amazing concert hall venues in many different places and meet different people, but without a doubt, I think every one of my Dakota colleagues would say that this is the highlight of our year.
Bryant believes music has the power to transcend borders and languages and to transform lives. Because music, she said, is the ultimate communicator. This report also can be heard at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.